Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates. You are now listening to Let Them Know MMEO.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show.
MMEO, Let Them Know. It's your boy, Shiga Shane, in the building.
LeBron Stone.
Episode 52. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Ron, how you feeling today?
All right. Feeling blessed. We got special guests in the studio again. Jay Store. What's up, Jay Store?
What's good with the people, man? You know, I'm happy to be back onto it again, man. Sure, you know, everything going right. How y'all been, man?
Blessed, man, you know.
Yeah, so Sugar Shane, let the listeners know what this episode is going to be about.
This episode is called No Excuses on the Road to Success. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've been talking about it lately, but, you know, we all got our goals and our missions and the things that we know we need to do and the steps we need to take. And then sometimes we go through realistic obstacles, you know what I'm saying, and legit setbacks. But still need to find a way to get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, similar to, say, a sports game, you know what I'm saying? You know, a quarterback might throw two interceptions, you know what I'm saying? But they still can score enough at the end of the game, you know what I'm saying, to win the game.
Okay. I like that. So, what's going on? It's been 30 days since we did a show. And then we let the listeners know what our goals and accomplishments was. Supposed to be in what we did. So, shoo. Well, what did you do for the last 30 days? Your goals, accomplishments, success stories?
Okay, one of the things I'm proud of, you know what I'm saying? So I think I brought it up as far as it was upcoming last episode, but me and my wife went to Memphis, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, to see her get promoted with their business through building credit and doing taxes and whatnot, and went to Memphis, Tennessee, you know what I'm saying, to the Orpheum through One-Stop Taxes, you know, shout out to One-Stop. It was really dope. It was like a big master class, a big award ceremony, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, that, you know, had to save up and plan for that and stuff like that, and then we also, you know, went around Memphis a little bit, you know, to check it out, and that was our first time going down there. It was my first time being in a tri-state area.
Yeah,
didn't
tri-state.
Know that when we went
crazy,
to...
Huh?
Yeah, my girl thought I booked the wrong room because... when
go
we
over the bridge and you up in Arkansas.
That part, you know what I'm saying? We looked on the itinerary, though, when we got off the plane, and I'm like, she's like, wait, does that say Arkansas? Are you sure you booked the right room? I said, hold on, let me check, I think so. It's about 6 miles
Memphis,
from
Tennessee.
Yeah.
But other
than that, just working in my baby stuff, man. Just, you know what I'm saying, I provided a good Halloween for my kids.
I want to know more about that trip, because you told me that you had some mentors and some people that motivated you and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
You know, it's just getting rewarded. She accepted an award. She had an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I know you guys were surrounded by like-minded people, mentors, and, you know, successful people that make six digits, and that was, you know, an average person, but now they're, you know, making more than average.
Yeah, there was a lot
so
of that.
That.
There was, yeah, that, because that was really what was most special about the trip, too, is because, especially when they, at first, when they had different speakers who were just, like, in different fields of business. Different fields of business and entrepreneurship, and then like you said, started from all different facets of life, you know what I'm saying? There's testimonies of females that, you know what I'm saying, say they started off just in their car, you know what I'm saying, living at a hotel, where the kids in the hotel just stressed out, whatever like that, apply on this, you know, one-stop taxes thing, whatever like that.
Was she got successful right now to this day?
Oh, she was another award winner that I'm speaking on.
Oh, wow, okay.
At the point of the ceremony where my girl got her award, the CEO, he had asked her basically to come give her a story and give her a little testimony, whatever like that, you know what I'm saying, on her journey of you know what I'm saying, where she went to, how she got there.
Man.
And that was powerful. I'm not going to lie. I was crying and everything. It was, you know what I'm saying, very emotional. And then that kind of like trickled down to everybody else who got an award, you know what I'm saying, that told their story as far as, I'm talking about this lady up there with cancer, just people going through all kind of different stuff.
Yeah.
And just everybody, like the main thing was everybody overcoming what they were going through and like the fact that they were a part of something to where it was like a family, to where they had a support system, you know what I'm saying? They had people that they can kind of lean
like
on a little
community,
bit, or like even when they kind of shot off.
Yeah,
like it's like, it's people that understand too, you know what I'm saying, that you go through stuff and sometimes you need your space, but we got your back and don't quit.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Don't
everybody
quit, don't
just
slow
be
down.
Pushing other people,
believe in
holding
yourself,
each other accountable for stuff, you know, believing in yourself. So,
yeah.
When you were there, what was your favorite story that you heard? Do you have a favorite story that someone told you, like, wow, that's crazy? They were in that situation, but now they're doing it.
There's a few, but I say the one that probably stood out to me the most, too, or like not just stood out, but like because everybody's stuff, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody had important stuff they went through. But so like I said, the lady that went after my girl, she had a few like amputations done to her, for me, to her extremities, you know what I'm saying, to her foot. Whatever like that, and like she kind of like, you know what I'm saying, but
so cut off her whole amputated
half her foot is gone.
Her knee,
so it's like a
thigh.
No, her whole leg is there, but it's down to the foot, to where it's like a ball down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just the ankle.
It's still a piece of a foot.
Yeah,
but it doesn't look, you know what I'm saying, like doesn't look comfortable. But
okay,
but basically like her going through certain health problems trying to start her business and stuff like that, and pushing through it and working. And they told her, you know what I'm saying, a year before when she started, that you will walk across the stage. So it was important for her, you feel me, like not to handicap herself. Within a year, she made so much money, you feel me, like about 5 digits. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say 6, but...
Over 50.
But she got promoted, yeah, over $50,000. Okay. Everybody that got promoted made at least over $50,000 on their own, if not had a team, which most of the people with teams made 6 figures. And like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they made something nice and chunky.
Oh, okay.
But when she walked across that stage and made it, you know what I'm saying, told her testimony, it was very powerful. And then there's also another woman that, you know what I'm saying, a Spanish lady, I think she's from like New York or she's from the East Coast somewhere, but she was battling cancer, you know what I'm saying, like within a year of losing her father,
man.
Remember like that, and it was just, you know what I'm saying, just things you just can't imagine.
What kind of cancer?
To be honest, I forgot what kind of cancer it is. I'm not even sure if she mentioned what kind it was.
Okay.
I think she just mentioned having it, like her, like kind of starting to shy away from, you know, communicating with people because not wanting people to feel sorry for her and stuff like that, or like
chemo and all.
Yeah,
that.
And like she had to cut off all her hair and everything.
That's hard.
And like,
well, yeah,
she almost died. You know what I'm saying, type of stuff. And but she, you know what I'm saying, held it strong and you know what I'm saying, and
got
kept it pushing and it's just like, you know what I'm saying, for her to get there and then like even like just. You know, because even a lot of people that she was close to within, like, that community, she didn't communicate with while she was going through it because, like I said, she didn't want to be all out there, be no charity case type of stuff. So it was a lot of their first time hearing it themselves. It was, a lot of girls' makeups was messed up. A lot of dudes was wiping sleeves, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and then on top of that, too, there's also another couple, but they were just some speakers and, like, yeah, they spoke on just like their relationship and their journey on one of them starting it, then the other one starting it, and you know what I'm saying, and just having each other's back, and it, I'm saying it was a lot of positivity, man. It was a lot of positivity, a lot of love. It was just like it was very powerful. It just, and overall, it just lets you know it's like you can't make no excuses.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Because no, there's so many people going through so much stuff that you couldn't even imagine what to do if you were in that predicament.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. I like those stories. I like, you know, that's a journey for that's a blessing, you know. Everybody, man, that she's still going through it, the chemo, going through it with her dad. And then, man, I give you props out there, man. Great job. And then
yeah, wherever you
push it. Because that's,
to you.
You know, and then we're talking about procrastination, too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jay Starr, procrastination. So, we had you on the last show, and then you let the listeners know, okay, I'm going to get my what?
Oh, man, yeah, I had a lot of things. I had to go get my ID, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one of my main missions, you know, that when we last talked and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you didn't procrastinate.
Oh, it was no playing around, you know what I mean? It was like, I wanted to say I felt like Kobe in crunch time, man. Like, I had to get this done, you know what I mean? Like, so, other than that, you know, it just, everything went smooth, you know. Went out there, I seen my moms and everything, seen all my relatives, you know. It was a big, you know, big joy of love right there.
Yeah.
But after that, when I knew it was time, like I said, when it's time to go, I had to get back so I can handle business, you know. Yeah. So
you got you there.
Oh yeah, man, that's what that is. And so so what I'm working on next is, you know, because I just got my health card. I just got my health card service out here in Vegas. So I gotta go get that back at the place. So I'm trying to get that like as soon as possible too now.
That's no procrastination.
No, man.
So what's your next step?
Well,
yeah,
you
got your ID.
Yeah.
So what's your next step?
I'm about to go down here. I'm going to go get my food handler's card down here because I need that back on deck right there.
Yeah,
you know, that's good for the next 3 years, you know. So all I got to do is just make sure I get out there, get that.
So do you have a goal?
Oh, man.
Where do you see yourself around Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving?
By the next show. That's after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. So
I'm gonna already be on my 9-to-5.
By Thanksgiving.
Yeah, by Thanksgiving. By the time we talk again, I'll be doing the 9-to-5 already. You know, and on the mission. And on the mission to success.
Oh, wow.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
Other than
you
that,
gotta have that mission to success.
You know, I mean, tell like it,
hopefully that the place wasn't flickering because you was lying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
that light kind of stuck me right there.
Like, light is coming next.
Yeah, so
coming next. Yeah, but, yeah, we just saw the lights flicker. Dude. We were just wondering. That's why we all laughing. If you guys want to know.
Yeah, man. But yeah, like other than that, man, that's my mission, man. I kept on telling my peoples when I was out there. I was like, they're like, so what you got going, Jay? I'm like, man, I'm like, my only mission right now is to stay consistent. You know, everything else right now, really, all I gotta do is just stay consistent. Whatever I say I'm gonna do or get into, I gotta stay consistent about it. I can't be, you feel me? I can't be procrastinating about what I need to do. You know.
And then another question. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, and so, how'd you feel as far as like, you know, going back home compared to, you know, being
where
you
are now?
As far as like, you know, did you feel compelled to stay back home and do the same stuff, or you know what I'm saying, were you motivated to come back and, you know what I'm saying, and get back on the grind with, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll talk about that real quick.
Man, when I went out there, I was the only reason I really was happy out there because, you know, of course I got my family out there, I got all the people I love,
mm-hmm.
and then on top of that, I already know I'm about to have a business. But like, man, after the third, fourth day, man, I was ready to leave, man, because when I came back, all I see is, you know, is everything the same. I still see my people doing the same thing, you know. I'm not seeing no change. I'm not seeing nobody, you feel me? All I really see out there, I'm not going to lie, is procrastination. You know what I mean? People just They just using their time up for nothing. So, you know, I'm like, I can't be on this because I was already out here in this trap hole before. And I can't go back. And I was ready to go after the third, fourth day. I was ready to go. See my mom, seen everybody. Shit, I'm ready for the word to success. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
Shane. Sugar Shane. Procrastination. We wanted to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up with procrastination?
Well, I mean, to be honest, you know what I mean? It's, you know, it's one of the things that you have to battle all the time. It's first stay self-discipline on all the time. Because it's easy to, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, pass by things over to the next day. Or it's whenever you feel like you got time to do it. Even though you might have time to do it right then. Because the fact that, yeah, man, I got babies and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, don't get me wrong, of course I have to watch them and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I do make that excuses for us. I don't get certain other things done. Because, you know, I make the excuse of, oh, I've had to watch the kids or I've had to do this and that. And it's like, you know what I mean? Trying to tell myself, okay, I can do all that. But when I get my little extra time, you know what I'm saying? I got to dedicate some of that time, at least, you know what I mean, to, you know what I'm saying, to working towards the bigger goals.
Yeah, damn. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you accomplish all that stuff because,
well,
me, I've been procrastinating.
Yeah.
It sucks. You know how I told you I was procrastinating on going to my real estate meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have learned something. I could have did something. But I wanted to chill and watch movies.
Yeah.
And then it just opened up my eye. Because I guess I procrastinated because since I got that VA property, I was like, okay, cool, I got this property. But I got too comfortable, got too relaxed. Man, am I going to stop there? No, I ain't going to stop there.
Yeah.
Remember last show, I was supposed to knock on doors. I didn't get that accomplished.
Yeah, remember you say you want so many properties.
It's procrastination. It's like, okay, 30 days plus passed by and I did not knock on near another door. Not near another. But yeah, but notebook. We're talking about notebook. Jay, what's up with your notebook? When are you going to start it? And are you going to have...
Man,
we're going to have a list of things because we talk, listeners, we were talking about a notebook for not procrastinating. So we're going to put people on the spot and see what kind of procrastination goes on with this notebook.
Yeah,
yep.
Man.
They both said they got notebooks.
Writing things down and also dating them and tracking them. You know what I'm saying?
Notebook only cost me 35 cents, man. I can go give me one night, man, go right there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it should have 30 pages nice and full.
But like what are the things we're talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to write something in the notebook, but then it's like you also have to go back, you know what I'm saying, and look at the stuff
out.
And also make that a thing that you look at, you know what I'm saying, oriented towards your goals.
And the main thing is, can you stay consistent about it, though? About it?
See, I do it with
and
my
that's the hardest
book.
Mission. That's why I chose that mission. I said,
man.
Everybody asked me. I feel like that's one of the hardest missions in life.
It is. I ain't going to lie.
And that's why I chose it. And you know what I mean?
Okay.
Everybody
so
asked
when
me.
When are you going to start?
Man.
Tomorrow? Okay.
I would love to start tonight, but I have this fine.
You can get your notebook. We'll give him till next Monday, listeners. So that'll be. We'll give him. 3 weeks.
Man, I ain't even gonna need that, man.
Let's see how full your notebook is. How about you?
I got notebooks galore, but. I got a hard time keeping track of them because I also have kids that like to draw. And, you know what I'm saying, a lot of my things end up missing or, like, somewhere else where I didn't put it. So, therefore, some things get lost in the, you know what I'm saying, in the shuffle.
Yeah.
And then by the time I find it, it'll be, like, months later. And they'll be like, oh, yeah.
But if you touch
to do
it
that
on
stuff
a daily
under the
basis,
purple marker.
You know, they say if you look at it when you wake up, mm-hmm. look at it midday, and look at it at night, you'll accomplish more things on a daily basis.
Mm. I believe it. I believe it.
So you'll have it always on you. This could stay up in your pocket.
I'll say that's right. one of my current goals right now, too, is to start listening to more motivational speaker stuff.
Yeah.
More business advice things. More conducive to learning.
So did it hit you when you went up over there? You were more, pumped up? More motivated for you to accomplish more things in life and then know that it's doable because all these other people had stories about their journey to their success stories?
Yeah, well, I say like it definitely, I learned more and I learned that I need to learn a lot more about all the different fields of business and what goes into everything because at one point too they had a panel of people that do real estate, a banker, a restaurant owner, a food truck owner, who's also a private chef at the moment. He's like a celebrity chef pretty much. But they had like a whole panel of these people like speaking on different aspects of business, and especially like the dopest part was like having the banker there, because the banker is like not in the real estate, nothing like that, but he, for me, that's the person that, you know what I'm saying, he's been doing it for over 40 years, you know what I mean, and lets you know all the ins and outs of what the banks will and won't do for
like
business.
Like a loan officer and all that stuff.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean, like he lets you know what you can qualify for, what your business is good for, what, you know what I'm saying, what the bank can do, what they will, won't do.
And that's just tripped you out because you never knew none of that before, right?
Correct. And then sometimes it's like you want to learn stuff, but you don't know exactly what to look up to learn. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like you might look up one thing, but it's like there's a whole different field of things.
Uh-huh.
And then so basically like that event itself, you feel me? Like I was introduced to a whole bunch of different fields of things to learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I didn't think about that. Oh, bam, she did what?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, bam, oh, he came from what? And not even just like what they came from, but just what they accomplished and like what they use their skill towards, and just realizing too, you know what I'm saying, it's all about the effort. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the effort and like consistency.
You don't put in effort. And then like what you were saying, the more you learn, the more you earn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm always learning something new. That's why like it messes me up, my conscience and all that extra stuff. Like, shoot, how come I didn't learn something today?
Yeah.
Why didn't I read something today? How many books have you read? Are you going to read something about...
I ain't gonna lie, I was reading on the way and back to Memphis. Because we got a 3-hour flight with no internet access.
Damn.
I read a good book, though. Well, I read like half of it.
So what did you learn?
From the book? It wasn't educational.
Oh.
It was a love story? Nah, it was a very fictional, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like some sci-fi stuff.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? It was a lot going down.
Return of the Jedi and stuff.
Some Twilight Zone.
Yeah, something like that. Man. Yeah. It was a whole bunch of creatures and names I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? But the story was pretty dope, though.
All right, we got a couple more minutes, so. Shoot. Halloween.
Oh, yeah, man. How was your Halloween?
Oh, man. I went trick-or-treating.
Did you?
Man, I'm telling you, I felt like a little kid again.
Would you dress up as a Golden Knight?
Yeah.
You got too many jerseys, man.
First place we went to was a church. And we went trick-or-treating.
Who'd you go trick-or-treating with?
Samad J, Kelly, Miss J, her son, RJ.
Is that ID Samad J?
Huh?
Is that ID Samad J? Like, nah, there's no way. He's not at school anymore. Y'all go?
And then we went there. Then I got a little blue necklace, so it was cool. I got a lot. They handed me a bag, and it was like, here... And it says, like, Jesus loves you, and all that stuff on the bag.
Which he does.
Man. And then I got like half a bag. They were like, just take whatever you want. I'm like, oh, shoot. All kinds of stuff. Chocolate. They gave us popcorn.
It's my cheap
and after that, we went to the nice neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know.
It was, you know, nice candy.
We had the super size Kit Kat.
Candy bars, yeah.
Snicker bars, they were getting away. Like, free food passes and stuff.
What? Free food passes?
Yeah. And then...
He said yeah, like it was just like,
they was out there promoting.
Like, we own a restaurant here. Here's some free food. Come
on. Oh, man.
Yeah, and then we went to this one spot, and then it had an adult bucket. It was a beer.
Oh, okay.
And then they had a kid's bucket. Then after that, we went to the haunted house. Yeah. We went to the haunted house and everything at my friend's haunted house. So he had it hooked up and everything like that.
Friend's haunted house, huh?
Yeah, that's the one that I sent you.
What?
Yeah. How was yours? What did you do?
Oh, man, they had a, next to my apartment complex, they had a, well, because I want to say, please, people, if you go to a pumpkin patch or something like that, make sure you look up the actual flyer for that date for that year. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you do your proper research, because I went on GPS and tried to take my kids to about 3 different pumpkin patches and arrived to piles of dirt and construction sites and was like, oh, okay. But the day of Halloween, though, they had a trunk or treat slash a church. Oh, that's dope. A church threw an event in the parking lot next door to my apartment complex. And they had like a DJ, they had a bunch of carnival games, they had like a inflatable rock climbing wall, they had like a little bootleg hillbilly train, they rode around the parking lot, made it of barrels, it was tight. My kids loved it though, you know what I'm saying? And also, I just want to say, I had a ninja, you feel me? I had a dinosaur. My 3-year-old was, yeah, she had the inflatable dinosaur with the little hanging legs.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
She was walking on the
Oh,
it looked
man.
Like,
oh, that was so that was dope. People were asking to take pictures with her. Like, people were, like having, like, random kids. We didn't even know these other kids.
On top of a dinosaur.
Right. That's what it looks like.
She was riding a dinosaur.
Yeah, it got a little fake dangling legs and stuff like that, and she was trying to run. Oh, man, it was hilarious. And then my 2-year-old, she was a little cow. So she was out there moo-mooing while my other dinosaur was trying to eat her.
They get a lot of candy?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh,
unfortunately, yeah, they got a lot of candy.
As long as they brush their teeth at night.
I'd rather give kids, you know, fruit or like yogurt or something like, you know what I mean? But then you got aunties and cousins and, you know, kids just love candy.
Yup. All right, man, we're going to close this up. So, with the title being that no excuses on the road to success. Close it out. What you think, Jay?
Man, I just think that, man, like I said, man, if your mind is on that mission to being consistent, you know, there ain't no excuses, you know, and I just wish the best to everybody out there, you know, you going through it. It's a lot of people going through it. So, you know, all I could just say is, you know, just keep your head up, just like I'm trying to keep my head up, you know. It's going to be a lot of struggles on that road, on that mission, so it's going to be rough, but all we got to do is just stay at it, and if we stay at it, we're going to get it. So,
yep.
That's my love to all my peoples out there.
Yep, man. I agree, man. I'm just going to piggyback off that and just say, yeah, man, just, you know, set some goals, you know what I'm saying, even if it's just small stuff for everyday stuff, you know what I mean, whether it be dietary or whatever like that, you mean, just like, you know what I'm saying, set something to do something better, make yourself better every day, you feel me, and then get consistent with that, and then let that trickle down to bigger things and whatever like that, you know what I'm saying, and just being consistent.
Yeah, no excuse on the road to success. There shouldn't be no excuse, so, I'm going to do whatever I can, and I guarantee you that my next podcast on the next show is going to be way better than this one. I will have a lot of success stories, and I'm going to find another property, you know.
Yes, sir.
So So yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Happy late Halloween and happy future Thanksgiving.
Yeah.